Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The one thing that's come to the forefront this week has been these coaches hiring. And, you know, again, it's a subject that people don't like to get into with respect to, you know, the fact that there is not a lot of black coaches, there's not a lot of diversity and all that other stuff. And then you look at some of the guys that get hired and don't get hired. The problem with the discussion about it is it's a nuanced discussion that really we don't have the capability of having nuanced discussions anymore. That's the biggest problem. Period. We have no ability to do it anymore. You know, it's all or nothing. It's, you know, it's always, you know, extremes. It's, you know, this is what I believe. And so therefore I don't like that you're trying to challenge it. I just think that, you know, it's not healthy what we do right, you know, around what we do these days with regards to this kind of stuff. I mean, I look at the whole situation in the big picture, okay? And each individual coach that got hired, you can make the different cases and this and that and everything. But here's where I there's a little disconnect for me. I see a guy like Eric Bieniemy. You know, people were upset last year, you know, in the hiring cycle, he didn't get a job. And, you know, my thing was kind of like, you know, sometimes it takes a couple of times through. But I look at the names of some of these guys that get hired this year, and it makes you wonder. Listen, maybe Eric Bieniemy is the worst ever at interviewing, but he's got a resume that suggests that maybe that shouldn't matter. But then I hear, for instance, Dan Campbell. Did you hear this guy? This guy Dan Campbell for the Lions. Did you hear this guy and his? Did you hear his? Introductory press conference? The guy sounds like a total moron, a total meathead. You mean to tell me that guy interviewed better than Eric Bieniemy does? Come on, man. That's where the disconnect for me comes, is when I see things like that and I hear things like that and I say to myself, that really doesn't even make sense. That really doesn't even make sense. And so, again, I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, it's definitely race that is holding a guy like Eric Bieniemy back. But I look around the league, And I still see predominantly the white coaches are getting jobs. And see, to me, when, and you know, last summer when all this stuff was going on with the racial unrest and, you know, we had these displays of, you know, let's put unity on uniforms and we're going to kneel this time and all of us together and all this, you know, and of course, a lot of people hammered me and criticized me because I said it was all basically political theater, pomp and circumstance and meaningless. I like action. What all that stuff is basically just sort of, you know, in my mind, poo-pooing the fact that there are really, really legitimate issues that need to be discussed. And one of them is, you know what, if you're the NFL, don't, you know, come out with these nonsensical, meaningless, trite statements and, you know, say, oh, we're going to support our players if they want to kneel and all that stuff. You know what? How about put it into action? How about let's see evidence that if you're a black assistant coach or a black coach in general, you're going to get the same opportunities that white coaches get. I mean, you want to show me how quote unquote woke you are? You want to show me that you understand the, you know, the real issues about the ceiling that many black professionals in general face? That's how you do it. I don't care if you want to put unity on my uniform. That doesn't mean a thing to me. That's really basically pandering. That's all it is. That stuff is just pandering. It doesn't do a damn thing to solve the problems or to actually move forward the discussion. But if I was Roger Goodell, the question I would be asking all of my franchises, what are you doing to ensure that black coaches and black executives and young, you know, black assistants and whatever are getting the same opportunities to get hired in more authority positions? That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. You do that, then I'm going to start to listen to you. But as long as, you know, the quote-unquote action steps we take are, you know, let's put unity on our uniform and, you know, run out a bunch of statements that all say the same thing. I mean, seriously, here's my thing with these statements, right? Like when something happens, like, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever when, you know, the whole thing down in D.C. happened and some of these like, you know, organizations issued a statement to say, we don't, you know, condone that. You know, my response to that is, oh, really? Thanks. I'm glad you cleared that up because I thought you did condone that until you issued a statement. But to me, you know, the same thing with you know, all the stuff that happened last summer. You know, our organization, we treat everybody the same and we believe in equality and condemn this. Oh, okay, so had you not issued that statement, I would have been confused. See, that's what I'm talking about. That stuff to me is all pandering. It's all for the cameras. It's all political theater. It doesn't do a damn thing to solve the problem. I want to see, okay, now you've had a whole hiring cycle go past, and you have this guy, Eric Bieniemy, who's now, his offense is now for the third year in a row in the AFC Championship game. He's won a Super Bowl, by the way. He started as an assistant coach in college in like 2001. So he's now about, what, 19 years into a career. He's very well respected. He's well regarded. And we're hiring this meathead. You know, we've got an organization hiring this meathead who's talking about biting people's knees or whatever the hell he was saying at his press conference. I mean, give me a damn break. Who in the hell sat across the table from that guy and thought it was a good idea to hire him? And maybe that explains who the Lions are. And I shouldn't just be picking on him. You know, again, Arthur Smith, the guy that the Falcons hired, you know what? That guy's offense was, I think, number three in total yards and four in scoring. He's done a miracle, if you ask me, over the last 2 years with Ryan Tannehill. He's a young quarterback whisperer type guy. That's kind of the profile of the guy that people – okay, good. I think that's a great hire. I think, like I said, when you go individually, yes, some of them make sense. But my point is, why is it when all of the musical chairs stop, it seems like there's still the black coaches are shut out of it? It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, do it once, do it twice, do it three times. This organization, they happen to have a real good idea who they wanted to hire in the first place because of a relationship, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I get it. This one can explain away this. But when you start to hear the same, I mean, Eric Bieniemy's had 15 interviews for jobs, hasn't got one. And when I start to see, again, I wasn't, and people, you know me. If you listen to this show, you know me. I'm very measured about this kind of stuff. I don't know that anyone would describe me as, one of these woke, that just, always wants to make an issue about every single thing. You know I'm not that. But to me, it's wrong. When 15 interviews, and here's the thing, there is sort of these code words that are used that make you wonder, isn't there something more going on here? When you start to hear about, well, he doesn't interview well. When you start to hear about, well, we're not sure that Andy Reid might call a lot of the plays. When you start to hear some of the same things that are always used when, some of these black coaches can't get a job, I got a problem with that. So, again, to me, in the NFL, you want to show me, if I was an athlete in the NFL, you want to show me that you really stand with me? Then let's fix this problem without, trying to make, silly incentive plans and all this other stuff. That's just what I think. And that's what Chris Carter was talking about when we were at the end. I got to get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.